brought to you by Penguin.
A Dark and Twisted Tide. Written by Sharon Bolton. Read by Lisa Coleman. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Chapter 1. The Killer. The pumping station sits near the embankment wall of the River Thames in London, close to the border of Rotherhithe and Deptford, like a woman at a dance who has long since given up hoping for a partner. The small square building has mostly been forgotten by the people who walk, cycle or drive past it each day, if indeed they ever noticed it in the first place. It has always been there, like the roads, the high river wall, the riverside path. Not a striking building, in any sense, and nothing ever happens in connection with it. No deliveries come to the wide wooden doors on one side, and certainly nothing comes out. The windows are all sealed with wooden planks and heavy steel nails. Occasionally, someone lingering on the riverside path might notice that the brickwork is a perfect example of Flemish diagonal bond, and that the pattern surrounding the flat roof is beautiful in an understated way. Few do. The roof is above normal sight lines, and the nearest road isn't on a bus route. River traffic, of course, is far below, so no one ever appreciates that the pale grey of the building is relieved by bricks of white in a repeating crisscross pattern, and by uniform pieces of stone set on the diagonal. The Victorians decorated everything, and they didn't neglect this insignificant building, even if few of them would have mentioned its original purpose in polite company. The pumping station was built to pump human sewage from the lower-lying lands of Rotherhithe and discharge it into the Thames. It once played an important role in keeping the surrounding streets fresh, but bigger, more efficient stations were brought into play, and there came a day when it was no longer needed. If passers-by were curious enough to find a way inside, they'd see that, TARDIS-like, the interior is so much bigger than its external framework suggests, because at least half of the pumping station is underground. Two stories up, the boarded-up windows and the large double door are all high in the walls. To reach them, it is necessary to climb an iron staircase and step along an ornate gallery that runs round the entire circumference of the chamber. All the engineering equipment has long since been taken away, but the decoration remains. Stone columns rise to the roof, their once crimson paint faded to a dull red. Tudor roses still entwine at the tops of the pillars, even though they no longer gleam snow-white. Mould creeps up the sides of the smooth brickwork, but can't hide the fine quality of the bricks. Anyone privileged to see inside the pumping station would consider it a minor architectural gem, somewhere to be preserved and celebrated. It can't happen. For years now, it has been in private hands, and those hands have no interest in development or change. Those hands are unconcerned that a piece of riverside real estate this close to the city is probably worth millions. All those hands care about is that the old pumping station serves a purpose particular to them. It also happens to be the ideal place to shroud a dead body. In the centre of the space are three iron plinths, each roughly the size of a modest dining table. The dead woman lies on the one closest to the outlet pipe, and the killer is panting with the exertion of getting her there. Water streams off them both. The dead woman's hair is black and very long. It clings to her face like the weed on an upturned boat hull at low tide. Above, the moon is little more than a curled blonde eyelash in the sky, but there are street lamps along the embankment, and some light reaches inside. Together with the glow from several oil lanterns set in the arched recesses of the walls, it is enough. When the hair is gently lifted, the pale, perfect face beneath is revealed. The killer sighs. It is always so much easier when their faces haven't been damaged. The wound around the neck is ugly, but the face is untouched. The eyes are closed, and that is good, too. Eyes so quickly lose their lustre. Here it comes again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?